This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is urging all airline passengers arriving in Bethel to get tested for coronavirus. YKHC CEO and President Dan Winkleman is also calling on the governor and employers to encourage volunteer testing. Winkleman says Governor Mike Dunleavy should strongly urge travelers flying into remote airports to volunteer for testing when available, as the governor lifts state health mandates aimed at holding off the spread of the virus. Such testing is available at the Bethel Airport, but it's voluntary and was not offered on Memorial Day. The Health Corporation head warns that the region's risk of exposure will increase as more people travel into the area. If all arriving travelers are tested, then any possible contagion can be traced and contained as health mandates are lifted and flights increase. Winkleman asked businesses and organizations to encourage their staff traveling to the region to get tested for the coronavirus. He asked visitors and residents to volunteer for testing as well. State health mandates remain in place prohibiting travel to or from off-road communities like Bethel, except for critical personal needs or to conduct essential services or critical infrastructure. Mandates also remain in place for people arriving in Alaska from outside the state to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. In municipal news, some of the issues before the Bethel City Council tonight are whether to continue the state of emergency due to COVID-19 and whether it should add new rules to allow elections by mail. Also on the agenda is confirming the new police chief. The city's first COVID-19 emergency declaration expired 2 days ago on March 24th, along with the cab rules changing fares. The City Council will be considering whether conditions require a second emergency declaration. The ordinance would allow the City Manager and City Council to bend parts of the Bethel Municipal Code. The previous acting City Manager used that flexibility to change the city's cab rules. Current City Manager Vinny Carraza says he would leave the flat rate fare rideshare system in place unless the COVID-19 situation in Bethel changes. Mayor Perry Barr is introducing a change to the city's municipal code that would allow Bethel to conduct elections by mail. This ordinance would not order that this October's election be held with mail-in ballots. It would just allow for that possibility. If the City Council wants this year's election to be conducted by mail, it would need to pass a separate ordinance. The council is also scheduled to review the city manager's hiring of new police chief Richard Simmons, whose starting salary would be $140,000. Simmons is currently a lieutenant for the Fort Worth, Texas Police Department and has decades of law enforcement experience. Tune into KYUK for a live broadcast of the Bethel City Council's regular meeting at 6:30 p.m. It's amazing, but a healing dance from Bethel has been viewed by close to a million people all over the world during this pandemic. KYUK's Katie Basil talks with two of the people who helped make the viral dance video, which began as a simple idea of using music, dance, and technology to bring people together who were separated by the effort to slow the spread of COVID-19.
Gabby Heistan Salgado, a Jesuit volunteer working at KYUK, came up with the idea of making a film of people dancing to the same Yupik song from wherever they were hunkering down during the pandemic. The two Blanchett brothers, Philip and Steven, with their band Bumyo, were quick to help. The chosen song, Dagvach Nau Rampkin, is a traditional blessing song they recorded on their album, Drums of the North. The role of dance and music in healing stretches back through time. Marie Mead, a humanities professor and Philip and Steven's mother, says the song is an ancient blessing and purification ritual with many versions. The version on the video has two verses. Both are about the use of a traditional herb called ayuk, also known as Labrador or Tundra tea.
First verse talks about using the healing powers of the ayuk for hunters before they go out into the ocean, that we all know that is very powerful. Then second verse talks about using the ayuk tea, medicine to purify bodies and ourselves before we go out on the land to gather plants and berries.
The performance is a collaboration. people sent videos of themselves dancing to the song while practicing social distancing. Salgado edited them together. It was not easy. Dancing alone is not the Yupik way, which would normally be people gathering together to drum, sing, and dance. The energy from the group carries the song. Philip Blanchett says it was hard to dance alone. He closed his eyes, and it helped.
That's what I was trying to connect to, is all of my memories of dancing the song and learning it and thinking about the intention of the song. That's what grounds me when I dance.
When the final video was put on Facebook, YouTube, and the KYUK website, the response was overwhelming. From all over the world, people wrote comments indicating a need and gratitude for healing, blessing, and purification. It's amazing to think that a song composed in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta centuries ago was playing in New Zealand, New York, Scotland, and more. One woman wrote, "I am from Paris, France, sending my respect and heart energy. Even through distance, we are connected. Your music has been playing in my yard. The drums resonate in the sky."
There's so much enormous trauma that we're still in shock of what's happening globally, with that to be able to find things that have strength and have that power within it and that intention for cleansing and for embracing things that we see as good through the song itself and the drumming and the dancing, that it's something that other people can feel and recognize.
Marie Mead also dances in the video. She says Yupik people have a special heritage to offer the world. Not only did they survive pandemics in the past, but they kept the culture alive. She advises doing what was done before.
Share what is good to help one another to stay, and that's what our ancestors did for us. So here we are today, going through the same thing, and we can do the same thing.
To join the dance, go to the KYUK Facebook page, our YouTube channel, or by visiting www.kyuk.org. Reporting from Bethel for KYUK, this is Katie Basil.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org, and stay tuned for NewsYukTune coming up.